It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Rain, 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 beautiful rain. Oh, come, never come, oh, come, never come, oh, come to me, beautiful rain.
That's right. We're in for rain this weekend. Substantial rain and cooler temperatures, says our weather expert. But will it be enough to knock down those wildfires? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to tell us all about the changing weather pattern we're in the midst of right now, maybe even including how a Godzilla El Nino will kill the blob. First, Cliff, how much rain do you expect to come in this weekend?
Well, substantial amounts, particularly tomorrow. I'm out of practice with rain and wind, so I'm going to have to do the best I can here. Today, we had some showers coming through in the morning, and it's still raining in the mountains, but you know, it won't be a very bad day. It'll be cloudy, a few sprinkles. The real fun is tomorrow. On Saturday, a plume of moisture coming in from the south will come right in, and associated with that will be a fairly strong low-pressure center. So moderate to heavy rain will develop tomorrow morning and continue into the day. And we're talking about the potential for several inches in the Olympics and the Cascades, even a little bit getting into eastern Washington. Over the lowlands, an inch is certainly possible, maybe an inch and a half. So this is a substantial rain. Actually, it's going to bring the rain totals for the summer up to near normal for many places, strangely enough. The other issue is wind. There's a tight, intense low-pressure center associated with this pulse, and that's going to move through during the day. Depending on the actual track and the strength, that'll modulate the winds, but I expect the winds to get up to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the lowlands, and maybe with gusts to 30, 40 miles per hour, especially near the water. So it will get windy tomorrow, and we have to be concerned about that because a lot of the branches are just ready to break. It's been dry. The trees are a little bit weak. There's been a lot of growth. So I expect a few branches to fall, maybe even a few scattered power outages. So it'll be a really blustery, windy day tomorrow. It'll be something that we haven't seen in a long time, the typical fall storm. As we get into the weekend, we expect more showers on Sunday. It'll back off a bit. The winds will back off, but it'll be, you know, moderately windy with some rain on Sunday backing off. And then we have more rain on Monday and Tuesday. There appears to be a break as we get to Wednesday and Thursday as this whole pattern changes. But this is a radical and sustained change in the upper level wind pattern. And that's going to produce weather we haven't seen for about 6 months.
So is this going to help with the wildfire situation in eastern Washington?
Well, this is going to help some of the wildfires. The Paradise Fire and the Olympics, you know, this is going to help a lot there. The fires in the Cascades, they're going to get a lot of rain. So everything from the Canyon Creek Fire near Mount Adams up to the fires in the North Cascades, they will be radically improved. Now the issue is the Okanagan fires. There'll be less rain there, several tenths of an inch. It'll be cooler and moister. It will help those fires. But there is something that we have to worry about. The winds will pick up as these systems go by, and that actually revs up fires. So, you know, it's not over in the Okanagan, but I think for the Cascades, there's going to be a rapid and substantial help from this storm.
So what's causing the change in this weather pattern?
Well, first, we have to note there is a big change. We had this persistent ridge over us for almost 2 years, and it really revved up over the summer, high pressure over the eastern Pacific and over the Northwest. During the last few weeks, this has been shifting over to the west. So right now, there's high pressure in the central Pacific, central northeast Pacific, but we've had troughiness or lower pressure developing, and that's going to really rev up. Now, why is this happening? Well, I think one important reason is the El Nino. We have a very powerful El Nino forming. In fact, some people call it the Godzilla El Nino. It's so strong. This is one of the strongest El Ninos we've had in many, many years. The last really strong one was back in 97, 98. Anyway, El Ninos really change the upper level flow pattern. It distorts the atmospheric circulations in the mid-latitude. And it looks to me that that is probably what's happening. This powerful El Nino and its strong effects on the atmosphere is disturbing the atmospheric circulation, and that's what's leading to the troughing on the West Coast and the ridging in the Central Pacific.
And this is going to kill the blob, the warm patch of water off the coast?
That's right. It looks like this is going to be the end of the blob, because the blob is there because of high pressure. If the high pressure weakens, that will kill the blob that's right along our coast. Now, we may get a blob offshore, way offshore, but right near our coast, the water temperatures should start cooling.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.